Mishnah Yomis for Thursday, Chai Iyar, Lag BaOmer, the 18th day of Iyar. Tovshin, Pei Beis. Masechta Shviz, Perek Revi, Mishnah Zayin. Says the Mishnah. Ma'emasa Yecholin, Ma'emasa Oichlin, Perisilim Rashviz. From when and when you're allowed to eat the fruits, from when are they fit for consumption, that you'd be allowed to eat them in Shemitah. The halacha is, you're not allowed to spoil the fruits of Shemitah. It says, it should be for you for food. The Chacham learned, it means for food, not for waste. So you're not allowed to waste it by eating it before it's ripe. Others say it's because it says in the Pasuk, "Kol tevo'asa lechol," it's produce you shall eat. It's not called produce yet, when it's not ripe yet, or very unripe, I should say. So what is the minimum? What is the basic minimum that before that you can't eat the fruits? Says the Mishnah, it depends. Hapagim, when you're talking about soft figs, Misha Yazricha, once they have a red streak to them, when they have it turn the color red. Oichel man pita basoda, then you're allowed to already start eating your bread, make a sandwich with it out in the field. That's called achilas arai, having a snack. You're allowed to have a snack out the field, even though they're not completely ripe, but because that's what people normally do anyway in the field, so you're allowed to do it. That's not called spoiling it. You can't bring it into the house yet at this stage, though. However, bichalu, what happens if they're really starting to show signs of ripening. Then we say, then you're even allowed to collect them and bring it into your house. Similarly, the halacha is as far as other years of the 7 year cycle, where there is a chiv to take maaser, such as year 1 and 2 and 3 in terms of maaser rishon at least. All these other 6 years of the 6 years of the Shemitah, they are chayiv in Maisras, but in Shemitah, of course, there's no Maisra at all. So how would you know at what stage you can now take Maisra, that they're chayiv in Maisra, and that is the stage, as we said before, the pagim, these unripe figs, if it's reached the stage that you can already, that it's already ripe, starting to ripen, then it's already chayiv in maaseres. Mishnah Ches. Haboiser. What about grapes? Tender. They're very smallish grapes that are not yet ripe, but they've at least reached the point of being the size of poil halovan. Poil halovan means a white bean. Mishahevi hamayim, says the Mishnah. How would you know whether they are whether they're ready, or whether they're ready to eat, to have a snack in the field? That is Meshehevi Maim. Once they've already got moisture, they've already got juice. If you squeezed it, would you get juice out of the grape? Bang, you're allowed to oichel bo pita basada. You're allowed to have your bread with it as a field, in the field. That's what people used to do. The workers in the field used to make a sandwich out of the bread by putting some grape seeds or grape flesh into their sandwiches, and they would eat it basada, eat it out in the field, which you're allowed to do because it's achilas arai, it's called a temporary snack. Hivish, what happens if it's already got completely ripe? And the best sign of seeing that is when you can see the pips of the grape from the outside. You can mix you can harvest the grapes and even bring them into your house. The same thing with other years of the Shemitah cycle. Once it's become ripe enough that it's called Hivish, it's completely ripened, and the maasers can be taken. It's interesting that the Mishnah uses the word hivish, because literally the word hivish means become off, become smelly. And the Rambam explains that the reason the Mishnah used this word hivish is to tell you that it's so ripe that it's almost going to rot now. If you leave it there, it'll be hivish. It'll start to stink and smell if you leave it there.